This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, Fully Charged Recharged. Appreciate you being here and bothering to check this out when it's not live. That makes me quite happy, actually.
That was quite. Was the most Tuesday entry to the podcast ever. Appreciate you being here, bothering to even be here. I appreciate us bothering. I appreciate everybody bothering to show up for work on a Tuesday.
Yeah,
it's such a thing. And now I think I've made it a psychological thing in my head. Where when I wake up, I go, "Oh," and then I go, "Oh yeah, obviously Tuesday."
Yeah,
ew.
I'm not feeling it today at all.
Tuesday,
it's just not my vibe today.
Yeah, we're coming out of Mercury in retrograde, so things
is that
will get
what's happening?
Soon. Yeah,
is that a thing?
Yep. It's wrapping up soon. Let me get the details for you.
We should do that on the show. I don't know anything about that.
I've tried to do that with you guys before and you completely were like, what is she on about?
Yeah, but that's obviously what we'll do.
Mercury
Rent. Still
yeah.
Bring it to us.
You totally shat in it last time I tried to talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but that's our job, Emma.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that Mercury retrograde is ending finally. August 28th, it'll be all over.
Is that not tomorrow?
Yeah.
And is that a good thing when Mercury's in retrograde?
Oh yeah, when Mercury's in retrograde, things to be crazy, your mood is be all over the place.
So not a good thing.
Not a good thing. The fact that it's over tomorrow is cause for celebration. In fact, I'm happy to do a bit in it tomorrow if you want.
Please do.
I'd be more than happy to hear
all the girlies.
The bullshit that you're going to spend.
Love it. Yeah, the girlies are obsessed. Like, is in anything that goes wrong in my housemate's life at the moment, she's like, fucking Mercury in retrograde.
What the fuck does that mean?
I know.
I think it's just an excuse for people to be a bit batshit.
Well, if you can't sleep properly or anything, a lot to do with Mercury retrograde.
A guy I knew used to work in Hickey's fabric shop.
Yeah.
Do you remember Hickey's fabrics?
Yeah. I don't remember Hickey's fabrics. I remember Hickey's farm.
Yeah, it's actually different. Buzz in Galway. And when he started working there, all the women in there believed that like people go mad with the full moon.
Yeah.
And he got so into it and he was like, honest to God, the days of the full moon, the customers would be off their rockers.
But it's so true.
Yeah, he was like, people used to be mental.
That was a thing back then.
I think if you totally say it's bullshit, then that's fine. But if you start listening and actually watching people, you're like, oh, that's because of that.
Asher, look, let them off. Have your things.
Get up. Good morning. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley in the morning.
Hello, welcome to Tuesday.
Oh, yes. I love Tuesday.
Oh, my God. Brilliant day.
Oh,
again.
It's so good.
Woo-hoo. Tuesday is, I would say, the best day of the week, guys.
100%.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Let's just 100%. Have a little moment to talk about how much we like Tuesdays. I like how it comes after a Monday and still the week goes nowhere. You know?
I like that. How it sounds like chewing.
Yeah, yeah, I like how slow it goes.
Yeah, I
just
enjoy
nice
it a lot.
To, you know,
yeah.
Enjoy your time.
I get yeah. that, yeah. I got a random little case of the zoomies last night.
Oh no, just start running around.
The zoomies, obviously a random burst of energy and mainly dogs or cats, but it happened to me around 9:30 last night.
Go on.
Because I had the laziest, sleepiest afternoon and I was like, oh, all of a sudden this burst of energy came at about 9:30.
Oh no.
But I was in the house on my own. So what do you do when you get the zoomies on your own?
Go for a walk.
You go for a run.
You clean.
Oh.
You clean.
What did you clean?
Everything.
Nice.
I mean everything.
Good for you.
I polished, I cleaned the inside of the windows.
At 9:30?
At 9:30. I wrapped up all this around 11:15. At 11:15,
oh,
the floors
God.
Were left wet. I went to bed with wet floors.
That's an accomplished day.
Quite strange.
Mm. What did you do with the rest of the day?
Slept.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, that makes a lot
exactly.
of sense.
Exactly. So the zoomies kicked in, the floors rushed.
Yeah, so
the
if you're thinking,
polished.
Wow, who's this productive queen? No, no, no.
No, no, no.
I do enjoy it.
Well, you were doing normal productive things. Mm-hmm. She was
I do enjoy a zoomie clean, though.
I feel
like it does also tire you out.
It does. And that's exactly what I needed. Yeah. I knew I didn't want to go out for a run. I knew I didn't want to be, I don't know, out in the dark. So I said, this is the way I'll do it now. Blair and Oasis, having the time of my life.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's amazing for people who think they want to, you know, run a marathon. Just clean.
Yeah, 100%.
You won't want to run the marathon.
There's some
anymore.
Kind of mindful about it as well.
There is. Just it's great. You know
scrub.
What the mindfulness is? All the chemicals.
Yeah, yeah.
I think your brain just turns to mush.
Absolutely.
Wake up, rise and shine. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hosier and Too Sweet. You're with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. Have you ever been in a fart walk?
Okay. Talk about a highbrow show.
You're going to have to give me some more context because probably is the answer.
Yeah, the answer is probably. The fart walk trend is the newest thing on TikTok at the moment after the whole very demure, very mindful. And obviously, Brat Summer is kind of coming to a close as well. So this is kind of in for autumn 2024 fart walks.
Love it
so
already.
Let's all get briefed. It's been described as a post-dinner stroll, about 20 minutes plus it needs to be considered a fart walk. And it helps to get everything moving so that you can relieve some gas before you come back after your dinner.
This is really weird because that doesn't happen to me. I always go for a walk 20 minutes after my dinner, but it's like an hour walk.
And you'd never get a fart?
I might, but like it's not like a... I feel like a fart walk is specifically...
To go fart.
That's what you would imagine. That's what I'm imagining from this. When I first read the headline, I was intrigued because I imagine it was a walk where, you know, that feeling where you clench your bum and you're trying really hard not to fart.
Yeah.
I thought it was maybe some kind of a thing that is good for toning your bum or something if you walk like that.
Oh yeah, that wouldn't be surprised.
Or something like that.
That was like a new fad.
But no, someone, this girl Marilyn kicked this off saying, going for a fart walk after dinner is something that's going to help you age wonderfully. My husband and I go for fart walks most nights after dinner. About 60 minutes after we've eaten, we put on a running shoes and off we go. I invented the hashtag. It's more of a moderate walk, doesn't have to be very quick. Maybe you're walking too fast, maybe. Dave, to get a fart out.
Yeah, because I am walking quite fast, but that must be a happy marriage. I like that.
I love that. They're comfortable with one another. The way she's like, I invented the hashtag, by the way.
Yeah, I did it. This is on me.
This is mine. If this takes off like Brat Summer, bring it back to me, my husband.
If this is
please.
Big as Brexit, it's mine.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, in terms of health benefits, well, you know, exercise, I don't think we really have to go into that too much. It's not exactly groundbreaking. That it's probably good for you to go for a walk after your dinner.
Yeah.
But I think they're missing a trick because I'd be more into fart skipping. Oh, I think
you go faster, is it?
Yeah, if you skip along, I think it would move the bowels more and be maybe
create
more,
a bit more space.
And as Dave is doing, would create a better rhythm for the farts rather than a walk. So go on, do a skip sound again.
Yes, I like it.
But a fart walk would be more like.
I love when you go upstairs and it's like.
Also, a burp bounce could be a fun experience.
Oh, yeah, there's
a lot to be said for bounce. Fart sit.
Yeah. On the couch, relaxing. Yeah,
having your
proudest punch.
Best time ever.
This is Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Mark it down in your diaries, lads. The 26th of August, David Hammond joined a gym.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Hang on.
I know.
I'm confused. Why?
Show me your abs.
What happened?
Can you not see them through this clothes there? You know what I mean?
Bursting through your hoodie.
Yes.
Give it 3 months, David, buying clothes that are too small for him.
Honestly, I can't wait. There is a t-shirt in my wardrobe that I'm just like, as soon as I get to wear that,
I'll
know I'll have made it.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a nice motivation.
It's a good goal.
That's my goal. So obviously I was on holidays a couple of weeks ago with the family, and you know an Irish family, they're not short in being like, jeez, you should go to the gym. Do you know... You know that those
more so,
you know,
will I say an Irish mother?
Yeah. Irish father, Irish brother, Irish sister.
Oh,
yeah. They're all at it. But to be fair, my family are very like healthy. They run and stuff like that, and I just have never been a part of that. I guess no interest.
Are they the kind of family that they when you go on holidays they go off for a run in the morning?
My parents would go to the gym and stuff.
Ouch.
And stuff like that. Yeah.
If they were on Ireland's Fittest Families, you'd be on the sidelines cheering.
Yeah. I'd be the Donegal O'Callaghan presenting it. Yeah. You're doing great. I joined the gym because I was just like, I just want to be healthy. That's all I want.
It's good for the head, man.
It is. It's good for the head, isn't it? So, went in yesterday and signed up and it was all grand. The funny thing was, though, I said I only want 90 days. I was like, I want to do this for 90 days because I feel like if I sign up for a year, I won't go.
Yeah, 90 is good.
So and I just want to sign up for 90 days.
A lot of those gyms, you kind of have to, if you're signed up for the year, you're going to have to kind of pay them for a year.
Yeah.
Now you're better off doing it that way.
So I said 90 days. And that's all I'm doing.
Yeah, see how you get on.
And if I want to do more, I can.
And if you love it.
And if I get the money out of it, I will do more.
Yeah.
But I said, no, 90 days. And he was like, right, well, there's a 90-day cancellation thing. So I signed up and cancelled on the same day.
Well done. That's my man. That's our day.
So funny.
It's a very me thing.
Yeah.
But I got my program. And the personal trainer says, I need 100 grams of protein a day.
That's a lot of protein.
That's a hell of a lot of protein.
Yeah, it is 100 grams.
The protein thing is crazy.
Can you talk to me in terms of like one chicken breast? How many of them is 100 grams?
It could be,
I think there might be like 8 grams of protein in an egg.
8 grams.
Yeah, it's mad. So like yesterday, I had a roll.
13 grams of protein in an egg.
Right.
So you're talking like
a lot of eggs.
8 eggs per bloke per day.
8 eggs per bloke per day. Yeah. So I had like yesterday, I had like a roll and things like that. But like I was now I'm a gym bro.
Yeah.
I'm just pure thinking and protein.
Yeah, I know.
I can't stop thinking of food without it being like, how much protein is that?
Yeah, I need a lot of protein. Needs to be the focus of every meal here.
Absolutely
now.
Everything. Yeah. But it's bizarre because like as soon as I went to the gym and they told me this, I was like, grand. And I haven't stopped looking at labels since.
I
literally picked up like
as in the last like 12 hours.
Yes.
Wow. That must be crazy.
It's a lot of labels. But I went shopping afterwards specifically to get dinners and stuff like that and to get the protein up. Problem is that, you know, the ready meals that I enjoy.
Yes, I do.
They are not that high. They're maybe like 30 grams of protein. And I'm like, that's all I eat. I only eat that and a roll and that's me done for the day. I don't eat a lot of food.
Right.
So yesterday I was eating that. I was eating eggs. I was eating milk or drinking milk. I was eating protein bars. I've turned into this weirdo.
In the last 12 hours.
And
you've been asleep for 8 of them.
It's completely new phase.
Of
I'm excited to see how long it lasts.
Did you do
I'm
anything when you went
days.
To the gym or did you just get your plan?
I got the plan, but I also went through the plan. So I did
a few
I don't know if you guys know what a set and a rep is, but basically you go in, you do a set.
Now you can't be just eating 100 grams of protein every day. You have to actually go to the gym.
No, I know. I'd do
the opposite.
Otherwise you're going to get big in a different way.
I know. I said I'd do 3 days and I said I would like to do 4. She was like, yeah, perfect. Go for 3. And if you do the 4th, you know, amazing. That's a bonus.
So what kind of stuff is on your plan?
So it's just weight days and it's cardio days.
Okay.
Yeah. So
what's happening on the cardio day?
The one who trained me in, right? She's so fit. She was like, cardio days, I just use as my, you know, admin days. I do my emails and I do this. I was like, what? She's like, I just watch TikTok. I was like, you could do that? She was like, yeah, yeah.
She
didn't put me in for running. She put me in for like walking upstairs and like rowing and stuff.
Oh,
like
right.
That. She was like, she knows I do like an hour of walk a day anyway. So she's like, you don't need to do that.
Stairs are tough.
Yeah, the stairs do seem a bit tough. But like, I am actually genuinely quite excited.
It's a buzz.
This is a new experience for me. It's not new to anyone else. So everyone's like, God, this is boring as hell.
No, everybody's never been to a gym.
And everybody has started the gym at some stage.
Yeah, yeah, fair. So you're all kind of, you do remember that situation of being, you know, the very first person, the new person in the gym. So I was going through, obviously, my program and she was going through all the exercises while other people were around. And to me, that was absolutely mortifying.
But whether actually,
to everyone else, no one cares.
Exactly. And that's the thing. It's not at all. You just walk around proud as punch. And after 2 or 3 visits, you'll feel like it's your second home.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's so good about it.
There we go. Only 89 days left.
Well, are you going to go today?
Yeah, I'm going to go today, yeah.
Good.
I'm actually so excited to go today. I'm really worried that it's going to wear off after four days.
You check in by like Friday.
Will you please? Honestly, whip me into shape and just tell me. Because I said that to the gym people yesterday. I was like, will you please make sure I come back? And she was like, don't worry, we'll be emailing you.
It is. It's one of those things where you start off so intense. Like, I get through those phases and after 3 months, I'm like, weird.
Listen,
Jim.
This woman knows how to end a phase. Don't listen to her. Listen to me. I'm your girl.
I got you.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Bless Cameron Watson and Kisses on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Dave just announcing he has joined the gym.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really need to say anything, did I? You could just see it in me. God, their muscles are looking hench.
After your one workout yesterday.
Yeah.
A lot of support coming in and I think this is great that you've said it on the air because there's no backing down now, pal.
Yeah,
it's a good way it's taken to it.
I'd need like a personal trainer to just come on and shout at me every week. That'd be great.
I love that too.
You have had such big announcements on the show, Emmy. You have a boyfriend, you've joined the gym. What am I going to do next?
Break up with Alex or something. I don't know.
I don't want to do that. Just get another cat.
Yeah, yeah, perfect.
Anyone got a straight cat for us?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
Can I just say, given like every opportunity, I'm like, break up with Alex, but I don't mean it. I actually really, really like Alex.
The listeners are like, Dave really hates Alex.
He really does like Alex.
Dave is so jealous.
Yeah, I love Alex. Yeah. Okay, so let's move on from that.
Just gone 7:30. Emily, how are things out there this morning?
Good morning. Starting off on the Stillorgan Road this morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
That's not my name.
That's not my name.
What?
You're right. I do that excellently.
You're very good.
So well. Yeah, it's such an enhancement to the game.
It would actually suck if you didn't do that.
Everything you do is just great, Dave.
Thank you. God, it's nice to finally be recognised only 2 years after this
show. Be in great mood for the rest of the day, Emma.
He'll be thrilled with himself. Yeah.
This is a game called That's Not My Name. We're about to break history on it and hopefully give you 18 IMC cinema passes.
18 IMC cinema passes.
We get three players on. We get three guesses across the board, one guess each, as to what we think their name could be. It's just a feeling, it's just a vibe. If we guess correctly today, we will send the person out 18 IMC cinema passes.
It's massive. And then if this rolls 20, that's just absolutely ridiculous.
I can't
ridiculous.
Even conceive of that. I don't want to live in a world where that is a possibility.
100%.
It won't be. We're going to get it.
We're going to get it. You've been sending in voice notes of you telling us what your name is. We have not listened to them. Only producer Hebe has listened. And we are going to fire them off now. You can have a listen. You get a little preview, sneak preview of who we're talking to. We're going to take our headphones off. We cannot hear this following voice note.
Okay.
My name is Louise.
Okay, are we good to go, Hebe? Yeah?
Player one, let's go.
Player one, hello.
Morning, how are you?
We're good.
How are you this morning? Good?
Yes, I'm in traffic, but yeah, all right.
Very nice.
Okay. It's back already.
I got a feeling. Player one, is your name Amy?
That's not my name.
Okay. Player one, is your name Laura?
That's not my name.
Oh. I think it's something close to Laura, and this is the name I was going to guess all along. Player one, is your name Lauren?
That's not my name.
Player one, what is your name?
Louise. Damn it. Louise wasn't to be, but thank you so much for playing. Have a great day.
No problem. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye bye.
Okay. Disaster.
That's all right. That was just a practice, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I should have done that scream. It's
here
really
we go
bad
with player
voice.
Two. It's all good.
Player two. We have player two's voice note. Headphones off.
My name is Becca.
Hebe, are we good to go?
Let's go.
Let's go. Player two, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Okay, player two. Is your name Sinead?
That's not my name.
Oh. Is your name, sticking with the S, is your name Sarah?
That's not my name.
Ashling, really think about it. Ask her one question. Ask her one question.
No, she Ashling. Doesn't get a question.
You know, something.
Oh, no, I want to break the rules so badly. She doesn't seem too enthused by the S's.
No.
No.
Is your name Katie?
That's not my name.
Ah, player two, reveal yourself.
My name is Becca.
Becca.
Yeah, it always seems so obvious in the end. Clearly you're Rebecca.
Yeah.
Becca, we're very sorry for letting you down.
No problem at all.
Have a great day. Bye, Rebecca. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Okay, so final opportunity to
get
this
practice
right, guys.
Rounds. So yeah. Two practice rounds.
Yeah, that's well. That's
headphones
all.
Headphones off, everybody.
My name is Paul.
We good to go, Evie?
Yes,
player three.
How are you, player three?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
Good.
Player three. This is our last chance.
I've got a good feeling. I don't know why. Player three, is your name Alan?
That's not my name.
No, he's not an Alan. Obviously, he's not an Alan.
Player three is obviously a Michael.
That's not my name.
Crap,
no Michael energy
why
off
wouldn't?
Him.
I feel like I have it.
What? How?
I don't know.
Can you tell us why?
Spidey senses tinkling. Okay. Player three, is your name Sean?
No, of course.
That's not my name.
What are you thinking, Ashling?
Sorry, yes. Sean.
I bet
you're
it's
not
like
Sean.
Derek or something, is it?
Player three, reveal yourself.
My name is Paul.
Paul. A lovely name. Good strapping name.
That's, we suck at this game. Sorry, Paul.
Sorry, Paul. Have a great day.
Sorry, Paul.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. We suck.
I hate us.
Well, to be fair, was it Sinead, Becca, and Paul? I think that's a very difficult names.
I'm probably the only one that thinks that. Switch Disco, Ella Henderson now. This is called React on Spin. Good morning.
Welcome to Spin's Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashling. I think it's great. Spin's Fully Charged is on.
Good morning.
Oasis are going on tour.
We're Emma, Dave and Ashling. How are you? How's your Tuesday going?
It's 5 past 8. Wherever
Tuesday
you are.
Tuesday morning.
Hope you're having a good day.
Oh, how are you, Ash? You good?
Yeah, I'm fantastic.
Yeah, Emma, you good?
Guys, the news is out.
I know my brother better than anybody else. We'll both come together for love. Greatness.
God almighty, lads, the atmosphere in this office right now is something else, and I'm sure everywhere as well. There's been rumours about Oasis for days. What do we know?
It's very, very exciting. So they just tweeted at 8 o'clock this morning. This is it. This is happening. Tickets on sale this Saturday, the 31st of August in... So they're going to Cardiff, they're coming to Manchester, London, Edinburgh,
Who cares?
Dublin's Croke Park!
Yay!
Let's go.
What are those Crow Park dates again?
They are the 16th and 17th of August.
Yeah. Two nights at Crow Park. Probably be a third at the end, like after they go sold out, you'd imagine, wouldn't you? Absolute pandemonium here with, I would say, slightly older members of the team, older than us.
I would agree. I would agree. But I'm still absolutely 100% going to try and get tickets.
Oh, you may be
sure. It says here on the thing, though, right? It says tickets on sale this Saturday, 31st of August, in brackets, Irish flag, 8 a.m. Irish Standard Time, and then 9 a.m. British Standard Time.
Oh, so they're giving the Irish dates preference?
I presume so.
Well, that's good, because obviously, like, people from the UK would just try and, if they can't get the tickets for home, they're going to try and come here.
I wonder,
maybe they're giving preferential treatment to Irish people. I don't know. But anyway, more from this really cool video would definitely give you the chills.
We made people feel something that was indefinable.
My worry would be this, right? And I'm not trying to frighten people because it's so exciting. Is that they have a big blowout in the middle of this and they don't even end up coming.
I'm thinking, how are they going to get through all those gigs together when they couldn't even say one thing about each other that wasn't so nasty they don't in the even press
like,
for years?
They don't like being in the same room as each other. No. But at the same time, if they're about to get 50 million each, I'd get over it. You'd get over it.
You probably would.
Yeah, you would. So anyway, great news for Oasis fans.
Yeah.
I don't know if many of them listen to Spin, but you know, if they do, we're happy for you.
Everybody listens to them at one stage. Yeah, so I think
everyone deep down is a bit of an Oasis fan. And they're just a fascinating dynamic.
They are, to be fair.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think when
Liam
they play?
And Noel.
Oh yeah, no, thank you. Do you think when they play Wonderwall, people are going to be like, ugh.
No,
never.
Not at all.
No, actually.
But it's Wonderwall.
No, yeah, but it's Wonderwall for when anyone else sings it.
Thank you. It's Wonderwall when it's not them singing it.
Fair enough. Hope they do a musical cover.
They definitely will.
She's not allowed to go.
I know.
If you don't mind, I want to talk about my relationship this morning.
Oh, juicy, Dave.
Yeah.
Juicy, juicy.
I'm giving an exclusive.
Interesting.
Tea? Anyone want to do a bit of tea?
I'm having some relationship problems at the moment with my boyfriend, Alex. I love my boyfriend, Alex. He's a lovely fella. But Alex has a real aversion to having awkward conversations with people he doesn't know.
Okay, fair enough.
So much so
I totally agree with them.
Yeah, it's a relatable trait, but I think it's reaching fever pitch. So much so that I have now had to assume a new role in the relationship, and that's kind of me picking up the slack on the things he misses in these conversations. So he kind of just tries to avoid any sort of, like, not confrontation, but just like any sort of query that might be out of the ordinary. He just wants like easy transactions with people, which I, again, is
as
extremely
in just a
relatable.
Quick and easy conversation.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like he's the opposite of a Karen. If he ordered a salad and got a pizza, he'd be like, it's fine, I'll eat the pizza.
Okay.
That type of thing.
I know what you mean.
What if he ordered a pizza and got a salad?
I think he'd be devastated, but I think he would eat the salad rather than put the hand up.
But so then would you suffer the consequences of that? Would he be kind of in a bad mood and you're dealing with it rather than the staff member who messed up the order?
No, in fairness to him, he will suck it up and he'll be like, this is my choice. I'm going to deal with this in the way that I want. And now I'm kind of stepping in and being like, no, I'm going to sort this out.
Oh,
no!
And this is the new role that I've assumed in my relationship. I don't like it.
I loved when girlfriends did that for me.
Really?
Because I'd feel something like awkward. Like if I ordered a burger with no cheese on it and cheese came, and I'd be like, it's fine, I'll just eat the thing.
And then your girlfriend would be like, excuse me.
Yeah, sorry.
My boyfriend actually ordered a slice of cheese on that. Look, maybe it's just the yin and yang that we need in our relationship. But in the past couple of weeks, I've either almost missed out or have missed out on certain things because of this habit. Okay, so here are the times where I did miss out. On Saturday night we went to a movie at the IFI, and Alex is a member of the IFI.
Oh, go on, Alex. Wouldn't we like him?
Yeah. And we pre-booked our tickets, so when we went up to the desk we just wanted to get popcorn. We'd already paid for the tickets.
Okay.
And afterwards we walked away with our popcorn, and Alex said to me, you know, I get 10% off popcorn if I show my IFI card. And I was like, oh, did you? And he was like, no, I never do. It's too awkward. It's too weird. I don't want to swat like 50 cents. Like, I'm not going to do that.
No way.
So that's the time where I missed out.
No, I'm 100% behind him on that.
Because it feels scabby to be like, for 50 cents off.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, you're paying for the membership.
Do you know, it's like if you're in a bar or something and you have like, maybe there's a tab. It's like, oh, just go up to the bar person and say the code word.
And the
code word is like penguin or something. And you're like, no, I'll just pay full price.
I'll pay for my own work. Another day recently we went on a big long walk, and as we were coming home from the walk he was like, do you mind if we swing by this particular bookshop, because I have ordered a couple of books online and they're doing this deal for the month of August where if you order online they'll give you two mystery books.
Ooh.
Or a mystery book for each book that you buy up to two, right?
Okay. Brilliant.
So we were like, awesome. We're going to go in. We'll click and collect. He did click and collect. So we went in to get the books. And I went, had a little mosey. He comes back. I'm like, oh, what's the mystery book?
No, yeah. He didn't.
He's like, they didn't give them to me.
Oh, no.
And I was like, what? What do you mean they didn't give them to you? He's like, yeah, I just got the two books that I bought. They didn't give me the mystery books.
Oh, God.
I was like, did you say something? He's like, God, no. Like, we've come all this way for the mystery books. And I was like, I'm going to go up, give them to me. Yeah. I'll go up there. No. This is the way. No. I was like, just give it to
but
me.
But you're losing out because of his awkwardness.
I got the mystery books. And I was like, I'll happily go up and say it. I was like, I'm not going to be rude. I'll just say it. He's like, no, please. He's like, this is the way I want to handle it. It's fine.
But him handling it that way means you don't get it.
I don't get the mystery books.
And also, that's not handling it. That's ignoring the problem.
Yeah, listen, in hindsight, he went back. And it turns out, if you do click and collect, you didn't get the books.
No.
So there was nothing that could be done. But still. And then twice recently, I've done the thing where I have stepped in. Once we were in a restaurant. And we had chosen our starter and main course each. And I ordered my starter, my main course. We were going to share it all. And he ordered his main course. And she goes, is that all? And he goes, yeah.
Alex!
And I said, sorry, no, actually, we'd also like the feta fritters. Thank you very much. And afterwards, I was like, why didn't you order them? He was like, I just felt like we ordered a lot of food and she was judging us. And the same thing happened when we were at a bakery on Saturday morning. We ordered a toastie and an acai bowl to share, and they had all these pastries and cakes. And I said, you pick whatever cake and we'll share it as well. And I didn't even hear the conversation, but I could just tell by his gait, by the stand of him, that when she said anything else and he went, no. I chimed in and I said, we'll have a cake as well, please.
Just like...
I go, had you ordered the cake? He goes, no.
Oh my God, I'm actually kind of now on Alex's side. You suck.
What do you need to do? You know the way out there in the world, it'll always forever be a kind of a woman who always wants to speak to the manager but go by Karen.
Yeah.
Someone who's the most passive person in the world
has to go by Alex.
Now needs to go by Alex.
By Alex.
Okay, so get that out there.
Oh, God love him.
Get
he
that
needs
online.
Me.
He does.
He does needs need me. You. Alex, get it together.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'm sure by now you listening kind of half know my housemate Emer talk about her so much on the show. Emer is a very cool gal and very brave, I would say, right? So her behaviour over the last few days has surprised me quite a bit. So Emer is my age. She's 31-ish, 32. Anyway, all the one. And in the last few weeks, she's been talking about getting her nose pierced, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I say this because I'm pretty confident her parents don't listen to the show. And Emer and her other friends decided, right, this is a thing. I've been had in my mind for ages. I want to get my nose pierced. And like, good for you. Do your thing. Whatever. You don't have to be 19 to get your nose pierced. Go and get your nose pierced whenever you bloody well want.
Absolutely.
So she was all gung-ho. Off she went getting her nose pierced. They had a celebratory drink after the occasion, taking their selfies to take them with their new nose.
I hate when Emer goes gung-ho.
And it really suits her. Like, it's not even like, oh my God, you got your nose pierced. It's like, that suits your face so much. Why has your nose not always been pierced?
I feel like if you brought me a picture of Emer with a nose ring and without a nose ring, I'd be like, no, she's always had the nose ring.
Exactly.
Yes, that's the ultimate, like, it suits you when you're like, I feel like it was always there.
She's a cool person, though.
She's a very cool girl, and she can pull it off so easy. And her big thing was, I'm so excited for the 6 or 8 weeks or whatever it is to be over so I can get a tiny little hoop.
She wants a hoop.
She wants a little.
What, does she have a stud at the moment?
Everyone wants a hoop, but at the moment it's a stud.
Okay, right. They really need to sort that out.
They do.
I know. Why can't I have a
2024? Give us a hoop.
Yeah, I know.
Give us a hoop on stud.
Give us a hoop.
Anyway, there she was, as I said, gung-ho, delighted with life, until suddenly this kind of weird atmosphere has taken over the last few days. Emer, like, has parents living close by and would often go and visit them, as people tend to do when they have parents living close by. Not for the last little while now, it has to be said. She said, no, I'm too scared. I'm too scared. My mom's going to kill me.
Oh, my God, because of the nose piercing.
No. She's actually, like, regressed into, like, a 7-year-old child who's terrified of her mother.
And she's 365 days older than you, isn't she?
She is.
She's exactly 1 year.
32-year-old woman. Fully grown woman.
Oh,
very,
my
brave,
God.
Very brave, very brave.
Isn't it so funny the way you think when you're, like, honestly, even probably, like, 20, you think of a 32-year-old and you're like, that's a grown-ass person.
Yeah. They can do whatever they want.
Whatever they want.
But to say that she's, like, I don't know if I can ever see them again. What have I done? Because I can't deal with like my mother and just being so scared of her giving out to me, being like, what have you done to your face? You know, there's going to be a hole in your face for the rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Which my mom always,
you're
going to
have that on your wedding day.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, her wedding picture is a bit hole in your face if you take it out.
I remember getting a tattoo for the first time and having to tell my mom, and her instant thought was, well, when you're old, you're going to look ridiculous.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. My mother hates my tattoos, hates them. And I'm like, mom, you're an artist. You should appreciate the art. And she's like, not on your body. Anyway, grand. So I'm trying to, because obviously she needs to see her parents. She loves her parents. But I'm trying to come up with some kind of inventive ways that she could see her parents in the short term until she maybe gets the balls to handle this like a grown woman. So I was thinking to start, maybe for this week she needs to FaceTime them.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Deliberately crack her phone in a certain part, the front camera, so that if she holds the phone still, the crack will affect just that part of her nose.
Yes.
So I think breaking her phone might be step one.
Or maybe break their phone so there's a crack through the screen.
That's a good point.
And Emer just stays still.
That's a really good idea.
The entire time, yeah.
I was thinking as well, I think this is right there, isn't it? A bit of compete. Compete on the nose.
Is that the plaster thing?
It's for a blister, but I mean, they can kind of warp in around your nose. Just makes it look like, you just feel like, I have a cold sore on my nose.
Yeah.
Or I have a blister on my
nose. That's interesting. I have a spot on my nose is a good one, actually.
Yeah. And it's kind of gross. It's kind of like a boil.
You don't want to see it. No one needs to see it.
No one needs to see that at the moment. Ugh,
we used to have to do that in school. Did you have to do that with piercings?
Yeah, put a plaster on them.
Yeah.
And then the only other suggestion I have right now, and this is why I need your help listening, of genuine advice to give her, because I actually said, would you not call over and just wear a balaclava? And she said, no, that's not going to work, obviously. So, as a 32-year-old woman, how does she visit her parents and avoid the lecture about the nose ring? 087 711 1038. Any suggestions? She would really appreciate this morning.
I like this. Poor Emer.
How does Emer visit her parents without them seeing her nose ring?
Very creative advice coming in on 087 711 1038. I don't think the fear of our mas ever leaves us. My best friend, Emer, she's 32-year-old grown woman. In the last little while, just after getting her nose pierced, and she was all delighted with herself, taking her selfies. Oh, look at my nose ring. It looks so cool. I look so cool.
And obviously, your parents aren't on Instagram, are they not?
No, they're not. And she has been actively avoiding visiting them to the point where her mom's like, are you calling over?
Oh, God.
Like, what's happened?
Oh, I've got a bit of a bane in my belly, mom. I'm like, Emer, would you just go over and just be a big girl? And she's like, no, I'm going to get in so much trouble. Why are we like this?
But honestly, because we will get in trouble because our parents are mad.
Yeah, they are.
That's why. That's why we're afraid. We're afraid for good reason.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think Emer should stay away.
Forever.
Yeah.
Forever and ever.
Look, you don't have a daughter anymore, Emer's parents. I'm sorry.
Because she got her nose pierced and she's terrified, obviously. Any advice, Neil, for Emer? What does she do here to kind of disguise the nose ring or avoid getting in trouble as a 32-year-old grown woman?
Well, what could happen, she could just tell her mom it was for some type of new charity, like for the homeless or, I don't know, for raising money for like something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good idea.
So
I did it for charity.
You feel like you get bad karma for that then.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah.
Not if she gives some money to charity.
That's what I was thinking.
I think she could counter by doing a little donation and then using, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and
she could make the whole campaign.
Yeah, she could say it was either that or skydive.
New as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Piercing, either that or skydive. I decided, mom, to go with the safer option.
Yes,
that's
safer.
A great show.
Piercings for peace.
I love that, Neil. Very, very good suggestion.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye. Any more for us? 087-711-1038. Nicola was on.
Get a black Sharpie and colour the piercing black and make it look like it's a big blackhead, and then go on voice call.
That's actually
brilliant.
Not bad.
That's a good one. What a blackhead that would be.
You can see my mom is so into that kind of thing that if she sees a blackhead like in my ear, she'd be digging. Was your mom ever like that? No.
No.
Come over here quick. I can see a blackhead in your ear, and you would stand out in the conservatory.
I don't even know what a blackhead is.
Oh.
It's just like clogged pores under the skin, little black dot. But it wouldn't be as dark as a Sharpie now.
No.
It mightn't last that long either.
That would seem like quite a gruesome one if it was with a Sharpie.
I'd say our mother would be like, Jesus, wash your face.
Yeah. That would be the other side.
Yeah.
But maybe less aggressive than discovering the nose ring. Mel, do you have any advice?
I do. She needs to bake the favourite dessert, stand at the front door, hand it to her, let the mum kind of see, and then run.
Okay.
Run like the fat out of hell.
So make her a dessert, say hello. hello, ma'am, and then run.
Run. Yeah. Run like your little legs can't go any faster. Beating your thighs wouldn't have a patch on you.
And then let her mother process it in her own time while eating the favourite dessert.
Absolutely. She needs to process it and just say, what did I just see? Yeah. And even though my dad saw what he saw, he literally turned around and goes, I don't know whether to be angry or happy because I'm eaten, but yeah. I'm disappointed.
Okay.
I'm really enjoying this lemon drizzle. Perfect. Yeah.
And so Mel, Mel, do you have kids?
No.
Okay, thank God.
Could you imagine? Oh no, I was enough trouble for my dad. I don't need that.
Okay, fair enough.
I like it, Mel.
Are you still terrified of your dad?
I am 42 years of age. Yeah. I still can't go home with another piercing.
No, it's never going to go away, is it, Mel?
Well, you know how to. Mel. You know how to.
And the thing about it is, he was always his house, his rules. But I'm in my own house. I
know. You need to man up.
Yeah. Thanks a million, man.
Thank you.
Bye.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I was quite honest on the show yesterday. It has been a while since we did a Dave Hinge problem.
It has.
And this was the talk of the city.
It made front page. I think the Irish Examiner ran it as their front page story this morning.
Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah, 8 a.m. Oasis who? Everybody wanted to know what was going to happen at 10 to 9 today.
Yeah. So here we go. Here is what's going on. Basically, the problem I had was I kept matching with the same girl every time I deleted Hinge. Like, Hinge from like ages ago. Mm-hmm. Even before I was in a relationship, I'd match with this girl on Hinge, right? And then when I was back single again, matched her again. I messaged her twice before. Matched her three times. Messaged her twice. No response from her whatsoever. Matched her 2 days ago. The third time we match. And I'm like, right, I need your help for something to say. Because this girl is so far out of my league, it's like we're not playing the same sport. It's completely different sports.
But as in, for example, you were very keen to get something that you couldn't help but reply to.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
But she is matching with you.
She's matching with me. She's liking me.
Your suggestions on the show yesterday were excellent on this. You did make a decision and go with one in particular, but yeah. Cody did offer you some help.
Right, I think you should be honest.
Okay.
I think you should say here, what's the story? I'm not chasing anymore. How are you meant to be my future ex-wife? Yeah. You all these questions.
So I mean, an excellent suggestion from Cody. I just didn't want to start off by calling her out.
Being a bit intense.
Because also, she might not realise that we've matched three times. She might just get loads of matches and not realise.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
I suggested you message her and say, hey, have a spare Coldplay ticket. You want one?
Yeah.
Even if you don't. Yeah. She'd definitely reply.
She would reply. Mm. That is true. Yeah.
And then it would all fall apart.
Exactly. Very, very quickly. I wanted to fall apart because, you know, something I've done, not just because I've lied.
Yeah.
And then someone else was on as well.
Joanne. That was Joanne.
I just love a dad joke. Like anything, I'm such an easy giggler. Okay. Anything that makes me giggle.
I love Joanne.
And I thought, Joanne, I really like that. It's nice, it's playful, it's a little bit innocent, it's a bit of crack, it's a good opening line, it's a bit of me. So I went with a dad joke.
Yes, exciting. And it
yesterday,
was a good one too.
At around this time, I texted this girl on Hinge. I said, what's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo? ? Send. And then 2 seconds later, I send the answer.
You send the answer.
One's really heavy and one's a little lighter.
Oh, you shouldn't have sent the answer.
Why did you send the answer?
Well, I got a response. The response was, ha, that's a good one to be fair. And I went, how's you? And then I got no response after that.
No!
Oh, for Christ's sake. I hate Hinge. I hate
that's a
out.
Ha. Just one ha. That's a good one, to be fair. And I thought, cool, we're off to a good start.
Yeah.
How's you? No response. No response.
Ha, that's a good one, to be fair, is very like, oh, I don't want to have to talk to you, but yeah, that was all right.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
do
Dave.
Yourself a favour now, please, in the name of, what's it even called? I should really know this. A self-respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Delete.
Never heard of her.
Unmatch right now. Pick up your phone. Unmatch.
Okay.
She's gone. She's dushed.
She's dushed.
Never match again.
It's time to move on.
What if the next time is the real winner?
Ready to go. It's showtime.
Check.
Let's go.
3,
go.
2,
go.
1.
Woo. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Hello and good morning.
What's going on?
Lads, we know we don't love a Tuesday. It's a commonly known fact.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Best day of the week. But I think this is going to be the best day of my week because there was a parcel waiting for me in the upstairs freezer.
Oh, was it a PR parcel?
No, it wasn't a PR parcel.
A little hashtag ad or something?
No, it was. It was a hashtag gift from someone we know.
Oh, hashtag gifted.
Hashtag gifted. What is it?
A hashtag gift from someone we know.
Oh,
so,
right.
So there's no spawn here. Just love.
Oh, right.
Well, you're giving essential spawn to this person via love on the airwaves.
I actually am. And the spawn is I'm going to sponsor this person as a good egg.
Okay.
A soundie. So this person is Dylan. Dylan does the show on Sundays. Okay. He presents on Spin on weekends every now and again. He'd just be filling in. He's from the north. So Dylan sounds like this.
Oh, yes.
And he says spun.
Yes.
So if you've ever heard anyone say spun in the last while, that was probably Dylan.
I remember he did the cash machine and he said it was worth £100,000.
Oh, I'd say he got a hiding for that.
I'd say he got in trouble for that, did he?
Big time.
I think he also said Marty Guilfoyle deserved a knighthood. We don't have that, Dylan.
Oh, we don't have that, Dylan.
So Dylan gets a bit confused sometimes.
If you've ever heard a confused Northern Ireland person on the show, on Spin, that is Dylan. But Dylan heard a few weeks ago when I went to Belfast and I was talking about all the wondrous things that I could get in the freezer of Sainsbury's for vegetarians. Mm. And he messaged me and said, there's a wee parcel for you in the freezer. Ashling. And there is an orange Sainsbury's bag at my feet. I haven't looked in it yet. This is very self-indulgent.
Oh, go on. Hashtag
I'm
gifted. Open this
a live
up.
Unbagging.
Go on, okay. Dylan. That
it's
was
heavy
kind.
Enough. He's
spent a few bob on you.
He's done a doozy on this. All right. No looking now.
Okay.
I have produced never tried before two vegetarian country pies.
Oh, wow.
From Linda McCartney.
Are you happy with them?
I'd love to give them a go.
Yeah, give them a go. Okay,
yeah,
very nice.
Yeah,
Davey Pies. Very nice.
All right.
They look quite good, to be fair.
Also not available in Ireland, two vegetarian southern-style chicken fillet burgers.
Oh, yeah. I bet they are class.
Not available in the Republic of Ireland, I should say, and it's a crying shame. Oh, these are great now. Six vegetarian chorizo and red pepper sausages.
Hey!
Also,
are you happy with them?
In the south, delighted with that. Oh, this is a soft
Dylan,
package.
You did a very good job.
I swear to God, if this is the Linda McCartney vegetarian duck,
I hope it's not.
I'm
really
going to lose my voice again.
Because it would be funny.
It's duck. It's duck.
Woo! It's fake duck.
Yeah.
You king.
Fair
got
play
all the goods. Oh my God.
Wow.
You know what? That was pure just licking up because he said it was worth £100,000.
Yeah.
I think he's off the hook now though.
Oh, Dylan, what a legend. If you know anyone from up there, they're all sound.
I want to talk about the wonderful, amazing, fantastically funny Aisling B because she has given birth and she's already managed to be absolutely hilarious about it.
My heart just rose and then sank in
Aisling,
one syllable.
Aisling B, not Aisling Bonner.
Yeah.
Sorry.
A different Aisling B.
Aisling B-E-A.
I've always been kind of annoyed that she got the Aisling B name ahead of me. Her surname isn't even B. That's just a stage name. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah, no, it isn't. Yeah. You might not know her. She's in like 8 out of 10 Cats' Countdown. She does like...
she's bloody
She was
hilarious.
In Laugh Out Loud, the Amazon Irish thing.
Yeah, she has her own show This Way Up. It's absolutely
amazing.
Is that
the one of Paul Rudd? She was in something with Paul Rudd.
She's been in loads of films and everything. If you don't know her, God,
she's genuinely absolutely hilarious. I love her so much. But she's just given birth and she posted an online review of her pregnancy as if it was a TripAdvisor review.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
which I thought
something.
Was genius.
I never really thought about it before until my friends started getting pregnant and they were like, one thing about it is it's so boring. It's actually so boring.
Really?
You can't do anything towards the end.
Yeah, I'd imagine so, actually. So she starts off, she says, 1 star, negatives, no breakfast included, limited drinks menu. So she's doing this as if she's reviewing a hotel, which I really, really like. Expensive, left feeling unrested, not as described online or in pictures. Reminded me of the Glasgow Willy Wonka experience. Towards the end of my stay, I was repeatedly kicked in the nuts. UTIs, bleeding, depression, cramps, insomnia, nosebleeds, sinus blockage, migraines, vomiting, being randomly touched by people without asking, bones mushing, organs moving, skin stretching, being told that you'll forget all the pain, that it's a privilege, that it'll be all worth it in the end. Heightened awareness of climate change and worse. First of all, boredom. There you go.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, lads, it's all ahead of us.
All maybe, described maybe. As normal and was repeatedly recommended a nice bath to fix all of the above. Oh, that would so drive me insane. It would be so annoying. She said there were some positives though.
Yeah.
Bath was quite nice. she said, lots of help with bags at the end of the stay.
That's nice.
Before checking out, nearly nearby kebab shop man provided free extra chips and quite a flirty wink, which she appreciated.
Nice. I think I would too if I was 9 months in. Someone just made me feel nice. Wink at me.
Make me feel good looking. Yeah, yeah. She was given a nice little gift at checkout, which is admittedly quite cute, she said. And she said there's some pictures of the trip, which I didn't hate. Times that she didn't hate, times where she didn't look like she didn't hate it, basically.
Yeah.
So I thought that was an excellent review of pregnancy.
I've never heard pregnancy be reviewed like that.
Yeah, no. Like a hotel room. And I thought this is really interesting. So I thought we'd all kind of review different things as if they're hotel rooms.
Go for it.
So I've decided to review walking.
Ah, brilliant.
I've given it 3 stars. Okay. Negatives. Couldn't relax. Very weather dependent. Non-smoking room. Very few places to sit. Needed specific and expensive shoes.
Yeah.
No jeans allowed. Mm. Very warm. Sweated a lot. Distance from mini fridge continued to grow. They are the negatives.
Yeah.
And the positives. Customizable location. I did enjoy that.
Nice.
Unpredictable terrain. Keep it entertaining. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Some interactions with animals. Hardly any interactions with humans.
That's good.
Just the odd nod.
Just a dog as well.
Water tasted amazing.
Mm.
Lasts as long as you want. And I really, really like that.
That's good.
Lasts as long as you want.
So if
you
3 stars for walking from you.
If you want it to be 5 minutes, you want it to be an hour, that's it.
TripAdvisor is maximum 5 stars, is it?
Yeah.
Quick amendments, though. Sorry, we'll go for 2 rather than 5 out of 10. So I'm going to do a review of cooking.
Okay.
I'm giving it a 2-star.
Please go.
We'll go with the pros, just to mix it up. It makes you feel like you have your life together, which is good when you're actually cooking up a storm, like when you actually are using a frying pan and a pot.
Yeah.
A lot going on there. You know what you're eating. Boring, but it's the true. And makes you feel really good when you don't mess it up or burn it all.
Yeah.
Nice feeling.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you.
A lot more cons. Takes ages for something that you eat in 5-10 minutes. Things burn a lot when they're under my care. Washing up. Sorry, why do you have to go through so much torture after just cooking for so long?
Huge con.
Kitchen smells, clothes smell, hair smells.
Mm. Good though, no?
Sometimes like burn in my case.
Okay, yeah.
Hair must be washed after this incident. And did I mention the washing up? Just don't enjoy it.
Awful.
Yeah. You know, when I moved out into my house in Dublin, the girls didn't use the washing machine or the dishwasher.
Why?
She said, what's the point? We just wash them after. I said, excuse me now.
Oh my God.
There's a fine dishwasher in there. We're using it.
I'll show you 17 reasons. So they're all plates. Okay, I have reviewed being 28.
Oh, brilliant.
And I've given it 3 stars.
That's positive enough out of 5.
Yeah. And the negatives are as follows. Almost late 20s.
You know, is late 20s.
Almost.
It is 100% late 20s.
A lot closer to late 20s.
Than early 20s.
Need to look into pensions. Everyone's getting Botox.
Mm.
I don't like that bit. Positives. Technically Gen Z. Technically.
I don't know.
I don't think your name is Ashing Bonner. I think your name is Ashing Boomer.
Oh, well, I'll throw one back at you. My other positive, still younger than Emma.
and you always will be.
And I always
Which
will
is
be.
So annoying. I'm like, someday I want her to be older than me. You're listening to Spin.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Paul Russell and Little Boothang on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Ends very suddenly, that song.
It does.
Very suddenly.
I know.
And when you're mid-conversation in the it's a little bit of a panic, let me tell you.
Here we go. All right, €200,000 to go on Friday on Spin Summer Cash Machine. Those details to come, but now we are joined in the studio by the amazing Miss Michaela Hayes, who is on Spin every day after us at 10 o'clock this morning. What's going on, Mac?
Good morning, Mac.
It's really nice to intro me and say something lovely.
Yeah, we don't do that often.
No. She's small. Is that setting the balance
pro,
back
okay?
again?
Yeah.
Michaela, just bring us up to speed on what's going on, because obviously you were with us on Friday for a very important reason.
Yes, so you guys are, it's safe to say, very, very sick of hearing me moan about my mugs, yeah? Mm,
yeah.
Quite. I'd say everyone in the building is.
Yeah, yeah, no, they really are. People kind of run away and avoid me now.
So when Michaela says her mugs, basically her coffee mug, says Michaela on it, she keeps getting it robbed on her, unfortunately.
Mm, yeah, and I just feel that it's due to a respect thing, okay? It's a respect thing. They're like, Michaela's too short to, you know, reach or
to be afraid of.
Take the cup back off me. It's fine.
But it's awkward that someone here is actually bald enough to drink their coffee out of a cup that says Michaela on it. So that's where the disrespect you feel comes from, I think.
Yes, it does. Yes. So then I was saying, if I got Cash Machine Barry Dunn's face on a mug, no one would rob it because they respect Barry.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you guys were not overjoyed by that piece of information because I think Dave in particular was like, are we not respected enough? So I said, game, set, match. I will do a challenge. I got a mug. One for each of you individually, one for myself because I needed another one because one is broken, and one for Barry Dunn. And we were leaving it in the kitchen to see who is the most respected member of that crew.
Okay. I.e., by choosing, because you brought us this, you brought us the mugs and everything on Friday. We all put them into the communal canteen press. We said the weekend mightn't be a fair enough like example of the moving mug situation, as obviously it's letter staff, but give it Monday as well and see. So you have an update for us, I believe, yes?
I do have an update.
Here's what you need to know.
Please pretend you're newsreader Emily. Newsreader Emily.
She's from Mayo.
Unfortunately, we came into a bit of a situation because Naringa, who cleans the place here and is a wonderful, wonderful angel of a person, has listened to me about my mugs missing for nearly 2 years now. So she retrieves them anytime she finds
them. Fair play to her.
That's good.
Her.
Yes, which means she also retrieved your mugs.
Okay.
Is unfortunate for me. However, I do know the very first of the mugs to be robbed. Whose do you think it was?
Emma's.
I think it was Emma's.
I'd say it was probably mine.
Aisling.
Oh!
Did that hurt, Aisling?
I didn't think it'd be you.
I haven't even used my mug.
Neither have I.
How dare.
This is interesting.
Do you know who did and how do you know?
Dara Quilty. I was sent photographic evidence.
Interesting.
Dara Quilty, superstar DJ.
Yeah. He did the Cash Machine call for Victor.
So potentially my mug was being used during the Cash Machine call
it
on Friday.
It actually was. 100% you were
Dara
in the room.
Dara Quilty's lips were on your mug. How do you feel about that?
I actually kind of love that.
All right, what else do we know?
Whose lips were on my mug?
Second mug to be robbed. Whose do you think it was?
It's got to be Emma's.
Yeah.
Dave Hammond.
Oh my God!
Why do you all think it was me?
Oh, damn!
Are we just like really approachable, Ash? I don't know.
Do people just want to kind of lick your face?
Yeah. Maybe that's it.
Maybe they just want to stare into your eyes.
Who robbed it, Michaela?
Your mug, as far as I'm aware, was in fact robbed by your housemate.
By Ben?
Yes.
Oh my God. Did he drink out of it?
Oh, well, that's just classic Ben.
That's weird.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's weird. I feel violated. I don't like that.
I feel like he wanted to be close to you when you were
home. Okay.
Okay, come on. Surely someone wanted to lick on my mug.
Emma's getting offended now that she took her mug. This is all point. This means she's the most respected.
Now, Emma, so the next mug to be stolen was mine.
Okay.
Again.
Yes. Again.
Again. By Ben, who works in Spin. He just really sat there whilst I was there just smiling at me whilst drinking out of my mug, which is really overjoyed. It was
the epitome of disrespect.
Now she's calling a bitch.
You were upset.
This is getting weird though. I can't imagine seeing a mug, although to be fair I do drink out of like a Dave Moore mug from Today FM.
I'm so happy Dara Quilty licked my face.
I'm sure he did more than that with the mug.
Michaela.
But Dara, now the mugs, Dara doesn't just stick to you, Aisling. And yesterday Dara was seen drinking out of someone else's mug. Who do you think that could have been?
Emma
Barry
Nolan.
Dunn. Barry Dunn.
Was it Barry Dunn?
It was Barry Dunn.
He does one Cash Machine call and he thinks he can rob Barry Dunn's mug.
Yep. So the only mug, I have been told that your mug was removed from the kitchen at some stage, Emma, but was put back.
Do you have air tags on these or something?
I have spies everywhere.
So essentially everybody's mug has been stolen.
Yes, but the one that was stolen in the least visible way, and I think maybe someone did it on a weekend and went, oh, because I haven't seen anyone with it, is Emma Nolan.
Interesting. Emma Nolan, the most respected person in the building.
Yeah, people hate me so much they don't want to look at my face when they're drinking their tea.
That's probably more likely, yeah.
I'm not sure how to feel about it.
We have yet to find a person so respected that no one would steal their mug.
No, not at all.
My bets are on Pat Kenny.
My bets was on CEO Chris Doyle.
Not a chance.
No one's taking that mug.
I felt
I'd take Pat Kenny's mug today.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd take it home.
It's like such a flex.
I'd take it home.
You'd rob the mug out of the building.
I'd be like, Granny, look what I got you.
Well, now you're on tape. There's the evidence.
Michaela, thank you very much. I'm going to go with the positive and say that I'm the most respected.
Well done.
I'm definitely.
Michaela's here from 10 o'clock, by the way.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
These beautiful things that are.
Benson Boone's Beautiful Things on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Is he talking about you too, is he?
Aww, you're so cute.
No, he's definitely not anyway.
Just for an actual minute there, I thought that was
we
actually
were so nice to him earlier. What did we say? That like everything he does enhances everything or something?
Yeah, we were really nice.
I was telling a lie, just so you know.
Good one.
Listen, it is back to college time. We want to get you organised, get you ready with a very bloody brilliant prize. I would be obsessed with this. I'd be running around like a headless chicken. I want that, I want that, I want that. We're giving you the chance to win a 2,500 euro Harvey Norman voucher.
Now, would you buy Lotus a little small things or would you buy one big thing?
I don't know.
Like, imagine how good a telly worth 2.5 grand would
be. The biggest telly ever. That you never need a new telly.
Obsessed with, obviously, the whole idea is to like get you ready for back to college. Yeah. But if you're a student and you just went in and bought a massive telly, I'd be so proud of you.
Your mom would kill you.
No. Just so you can watch Tipping Point in the afternoon instead of going to lectures.
It's exactly what I do. The technology specialists are Harvey Norman are here to help with all the biggest brands and the latest technology, from laptops and tablets to SIM-free phones and printers, plus a whole lot more. What's a SIM-free phone? You just have a SIM card free phone.
Yeah, just like so you're not tied to any network.
Oh, interesting.
It's the best way.
That's really, really good.
Yeah, if you don't have like a contract arrangement with someone.
I didn't even know these existed.
Well, it didn't exist back in the day at all.
Harvey Norman really are the technology specialists.
They are, Dave.
If you want to get your hands on that 2,500 euro Harvey Norman voucher, you do need to do a little bit of work. We're having a grand finale in Harvey Norman and Blanche on the 6th of September. You're going to need to be at that.
We're going to be live from Harvey Norman.
Yeah, I know. It's exciting. In order to win, but we are giving away amazing tech prizes every day between now and then and getting our qualifiers to that big finale. And we have Mia on to play this morning.
We do. How are you?
Oh my God, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
We're good. Mia, what's your story? Are you in college or what's the crack?
Yeah, I'm going into my second year of software engineering.
Oh,
software
very engineering. Nice.
Brilliant. Oh, you cool gal. Whereabouts are you in college?
In Manish.
Okay, and how are you getting on so far? All going well?
Yeah. What? Sorry, I ran down the stairs. I'm so out of breath.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Deep breath in and deep breath out and deep breath in and deep breath out. Tell us, what do you want to software engineer when you leave college?
Oh, see, everyone keeps asking me this and I'm like, I honestly don't know, because I'm thinking like do the degree and then I can do like a master's in education and then do it in secondary school.
Okay, oh, amazing. That's a great idea.
They're probably going to bring that in, or have they already?
You like, probably have.
I did it for my own Leaving Cert.
Oh, amazing. God, that's so cool.
We're so old.
Yeah. Are you flat out in the roost every week, Mia, when you're in college?
Oh, God, in my first year I was. That's why I had to repeat a module.
Oh, nice.
It was so bad.
You're my kind of person, Mia.
A good girl this year.
All right, listen, let's try and get you in that grand finale. I hope you'll be able to join us on Friday week to win that your chance at winning that 2,500 euro Harvey Norman voucher. But for now, let's get you in that draw and try and win you some tech. We've got 30 seconds on the clock, and today's college degree is geography. Are you ready to go?
Oh, no. Okay. I literally said to my mum this morning, if I got this, I'll cry.
Mia, I promise you, you'll be fine.
Trust us. All you got to get are 3 answers correct in 30 seconds. What country is the Eiffel Tower in, Mia?
France.
Yes. Yeah, the Liffey is the name of what kind of body of water?
A river?
Yes.
It is. And name an Irish county, Mia.
Any.
And Cork.
Oh,
Cork.
Random.
And
why
you
not?
Won yourself a geography degree.
Thank you.
I can't believe it was that easy.
Yeah, today's tech prize is, though, congratulations, first of all. You've got it correctly. You've actually smashed geography.
Well
done.
Friday week.
You should be a geography teacher. You will be in that draw to win that 2,500 Harvey Norman voucher. But for today, you are walking away with a Canon Selfie CP1500 portable printer.
Oh, handy.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
Oh, my God. No more going to the print shop and paying 15 cents per page.
And also, maybe don't say it too loud on the radio that you want it, or all your friends will be coming over to your place to print.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
I'll keep it quiet.
You can set up your own business. business. Well, Mia, we will see you on the 6th of September where you can vie it out to win that €2,500 voucher.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
You're good very luck, welcome, Mia. See you in 2 weeks.
Bye, have a good
one. Bye, talk to you later. If you want to win with Harvey Norman and get into that draw tomorrow morning, same time, same place, here at Spin.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.